time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Holly Howard.
Hey, thanks for checking in. We are live in Las Vegas, South Point Sportsbook from the VSiN studio. Mitch Moss, Holly Howard. What a fast hour we have coming up. Paul Stone in 5 minutes, his best college football bets of the weekend with detailed analysis. We'll recap game two of the World Series, give you an updated series price on that. In about 35 minutes, Survivor talk. And in 45 minutes, yeah. Tease up, tease down, or pass week 7 NFL.
Nigel's so good. It's to the point. I mean, if Nigel, if the pick loses, you can't be mad because the breakdown's so good. Can you imagine if that happened here in a sport?
No, I cannot.
They fired three managers already? That club in Europa he discussed?
But here's the thing. It's like we go rapid fire, take your pick, any league that you want to talk about, and he'll just rattle off from the Prim to League 2 to Europa.
He has some notes in front of him.
He's talking to the camera. Just I know, man.
He's the GOAT at Sealy underscore Nigel. Kim checking in, FTM at VSiN.com. Those are the real Vegas cocktail girls. Professional. You can tell, late 20s. I agree. And that is very competitive. This is the number one casino in town. It's the number one pool in the world. This is competitive. And we know what's happened here in the last 5-6 months in the world. So this is, get out of my way. Competitive. And they are already sold out to let us put those cabanas.
Well, this is only a guess on my part. I'm sure some of the servers that maybe move back to where they're from, California, Washington, wherever it might be, Phoenix, right? Other spots, they have had no work since the pandemic. And now they're like, Circa's going to open. That's why the tryouts, I'm sure they just they flocked in like wolves.
I was told they eat crackers and sand. Like you. That's your diet today. Bad beat. Mitch is off tomorrow. Bruce Marshall filling in.
Yeah, I am off. We are in our 40s, Paulie.
You can't eat today.
Sometimes it's better that you need to get your body checked out once in a while.
Yeah, I know. Joe Theismann always says that.
And I have to go through a procedure tomorrow that I am absolutely not looking forward to. Today is going to be a hell day for me.
You are 44 in a month?
Yeah. Yep.
44.
So today, only water or clear liquids, no eating whatsoever. I can't have a bite to eat today.
How are you going to do it? Have you ever?
I've had to like fast before for other things. But
have you?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, like, I had ankle surgery back in July. I couldn't eat for, that night before. I had to cut it off at a certain point.
Oh, really?
The next day, yeah, for sure.
What's the holdup on that? You've had two ankle surgeries. I don't know if we can talk about it.
Been a rough year.
How about the guy?
Ankle surgery, kidney stone, and a colonoscopy tomorrow now.
I forgot about the kidney stone,
It's quite the trifecta that I have.
You lost your dad? Oh, my God.
Yeah, the hits keep coming here in 2020.
You're a tough son of a gun. Yeah.
You're going to say something? I don't know.
Oh, with the excuse when you got freight trained by the driver?
Oh, yeah.
Can I say that?
Nah, we'll stay away from that.
Okay.
Updated NFL Coach of the Year odds at Circa. This is no surprise to me whatsoever. I knew that he was going to be the shortest shot on the board. Mike Vrabel now is down to plus 575.
Oh.
It's a big move. I think he was 12-1 last week.
Yep. No wonder why you were screaming for the Panthers that day. Because your rule ticket. But, wow, interesting. Good graphic, guys.
Very good.
I don't understand the Pete Carroll. I don't get it. I can actually see, I don't think he's doing a great job. To me, it was common sense to go with Foles. I don't get the Nagy stuff. I don't get the Carroll thing either. I think that's all about Wilson. I don't think Carroll's there. I think Carroll's overrated. But I would not give him Coach of the Year.
Stefanski dropped a little bit. Tomlin now at 8-1. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. We'll talk to Paul Stone, get his best college bets of the weekend coming up in a second. We're starting this out. We're talking with NFL Coach of the Year odds updated at Circa. How about Brian Flores? 13-1. If this works with Tua and they somehow win that division, or if they make the playoffs, he is going to be live like you wouldn't believe to win this award.
But it's not going to happen because Tua's going to struggle.
I believe that, yeah.
And
I think that's going to be the case.
They'll fall out of it. But yes, maybe Kingsbury. I think they can make the playoffs. You never know.
I would not rule out Gruden. They have wins over the Chiefs and the Saints so far this year.
Good call. So, and fingers crossed if the game happens out here Sunday.
Yep.
They sent all these linemen home with COVID. What happened with, well, not them, but they had a COVID scare. So, yeah, that's possible. Good race, though.
Mm-hmm.
Good race.
Very good. Make the case for a lot of guys.
And McDermott was the bee's knees a couple weeks ago, and now back-to-back losses, you drop to 14-1.
Yep.
Packers get blown out. LaFleur down to 15-1. Rule gets beat, down to 15-1. Good job by Metcalf and his staff.
Absolutely. Let's talk some college football now as a friend of the show, Paul Stone, joins the program. First of all, Paul, the reaction that you got from Tuesday coming on a second time, it was dynamite. Thanks for coming on earlier in the week as well as today. That's great of you to do so.
Oh, man, I just love being on with you guys and talking college football, and here we are in week eight. So you guys, I'll be on every morning if you guys want me to.
I
appreciate the opportunity to visit with everybody.
Okay, before we get to your best bets this weekend, the Big Ten gets underway this weekend. We have a game on Friday night with Wisconsin and Illinois. You told us to bet the under in that game. Well, you did at 50.5 on Tuesday. But just overall thoughts on the conference, if you think any team is actually close to Ohio State, who the second-best team might be in their division, and also if you like maybe Wisconsin or Minnesota, if you lean one way or the other in the other side of that conference.
Yeah, you know, I think in the Big Ten, clearly it's not a unique take, but it's Ohio State and everybody else. I mean, you know, every team in the conference has some warts, so to speak, with the notable exception of the Buckeyes. So, you know, with a quarterback like Justin Fields, and even though they lose 29 Letterman and 9 players selected in the NFL draft and only have 10 returning starters, they just are recruiting at such a high level. And again, they have that quarterback in Justin Fields. So they're going to be the overwhelming choice in that division. You know, Penn State, I think you'd have to tab them as the second team in that division behind the Buckeyes. Penn State actually hosts Ohio State next week, so that'll be a game on Halloween that Penn State will be hosting Ohio State. Penn State, though, you know, as far as them being able to challenge Ohio State, they've had a few, negative things happen within the last few weeks. First of all, Journey Brown, their top running back from a year ago, he's dealing with an unspecified condition. Doesn't sound like he's going to maybe even play in all of 2020. And then their linebacker, Micah Parsons, perhaps the best returning defensive player in all of college football, he had opted out of the season. But when the Big Ten made the decision to return to play this fall, some thought he might come back, but he confirmed his decision to opt out. So they only have 4 returning starters on defense. Then you look over in the West, I think you've got to give the nod, obviously, to Wisconsin. Have an outstanding offensive line. They have the league's perhaps best defense. They return 9 starters. They have 16 of their top 18 tacklers back from a year ago. Their quarterback, Jack Cohen, did suffer a foot injury earlier this month, and he's out for some unspecified period of time. So in steps redshirt freshman Graham Mertz at quarterback. Also have to replace Jonathan Taylor, who rushed for 6,000 yards in 3 seasons. So a lot of production there. Second place, I'd probably go with Iowa. Go with Iowa over Minnesota. Minnesota only returns 4 defensive starters, so I don't think the Gophers are going to be quite as good on defense. Iowa's breaking in a new quarterback. That's their primary position, obviously, that they have to fill. Spencer Petras threw about 10 passes, I think, last year. So he's got a little bit of experience, but not much. Iowa does get to host Wisconsin, though, way back on the schedule on December 12th. So we'll have a little bit of time for Petras to get some experience, and that could be the game that decides that division when Iowa hosts Wisconsin on December 12th.
Okay, very good. Now, to the plays that you have this weekend, and you have 3 to go over here. Let's start in the SEC. Alabama takes on Tennessee this week. Alabama impressive again a week ago. Tennessee, not so much. They open up 17, and I believe I saw 61 on the graphic Circus sent out on Sunday. Now they're laying 21 and 66.5. What do you have in this game?
Well, you know, the last 6 quarters of football obviously have been pretty tough on the Tennessee Volunteers. They led Georgia 2 weeks ago 21-17 at the half, outscored 27-0 in the second half by the Bulldogs in that game. Last week, they lose to Kentucky 34-7. So the last 6 quarters of football, Tennessee's been outscored by a margin of 61-7 by Georgia and Kentucky. Yeah. Their second year head coach Jeremy Pruitt, he's declined to say who's going to start at quarterback against Alabama this week. But I think if it was going to be senior Jarrett Guarantano, he would have made that announcement. He would have issued kind of a vote of confidence by publicly proclaiming his support, if you will. So I think there's at least a possibility that true freshman Harrison Bailey will possibly get the start and at least see some meaningful action in this game against the Tide. The Volunteers' woes, I think they run deeper than just the quarterback position. Pruitt fired first-year defensive line coach Jimmy Brumbaugh after the Kentucky game. Brumbaugh just hired in February, so four games, and he's sent packing. So I think they just have some issues. Nick Saban does well against his former assistants. You know, that's no secret. Crimson Tide hadn't lost to Tennessee since 2006. They've defeated the last five trips to Knoxville. They've defeated the Volunteers by 31 points or more in four of those five trips. I think they make it five out of six and put a pretty good whooping on Tennessee. Alabama's offense is clicking. Take the Tide, lay the 21 on the road.
Okay, not afraid to lay the three touchdowns with Alabama. All right, very good. How about Georgia State and Troy? Now, Troy opened up minus one, and the total was 73. They're up to 2.5 here, and the total came down to 68.5. And what do you think about this matchup here between Georgia State and Troy?
Right, a little bit of money on Troy since the opener, up to 2.5 now. But I'm going to look at Georgia State. They entered this game with a 1-2 record. Both of its losses have come in Sun Belt play, so they're 0-2 there in the league. They could be 3-0, though, for the season with a little bit of good fortune. They lost their opener at home in overtime to Louisiana Lafayette, and then they lost last week on the road at Arkansas State 59-52 last Thursday in a game that many of us probably watched. You look at Georgia State, they've got eight offensive starters back, eight defensive starters. Did have to replace their departing dual-threat quarterback, Dan Ellington. But if their first three games are a true indication, that redshirt freshman quarterback, Cornelius Brown, he'll be more than an adequate replacement for Ellington. He's a long and lanky guy at 6'5 and 195 pounds. He's thrown for almost 750 yards so far, already rushed for another 173. He's accounted for 10 touchdowns, a nice player there at quarterback. Troy, they come in at 3-1. They also have a first-year starting quarterback in Gunnar Watson. But you look at the Trojans' victories, they've come against the likes of Middle Tennessee, Texas State, and then last week, FCS member Eastern Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And last week against Eastern Kentucky, previously winless, Troy needed a 47-yard field goal on the game's final play by Evan Legacy to even win that game 31-29. Georgia State's lost two conference games. They don't want to go to 0-3. I think the Panthers are the better team. I'll take Georgia State plus the small points at Troy on Saturday.
All right, excellent. Follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. Our guest right now is Paul Stone. Excellent college football handicapper. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Paul Stone Sports. Okay, to round out your three plays in today, you're on the total of the Penn State-Indiana game, now sitting around 58.5 or 59. Tell us which way you're betting it.
It's probably my favorite selection that I'm giving out today, this total on the Penn State-Indiana game. Tom Allen's fourth year in Bloomington. The Hoosiers have improved greatly under his tutelage, especially on offense. They return a load of experience on offense, especially at the skill positions. Got sophomore quarterback Michael Penix, who's a great athlete, just needs to stay healthy for an entire season. Running back Steve Scott, 2,000 yards in his first two seasons. Wide receiver Wop Fillier, 70 catches last year, 1,002 yards. So they've got a lot of weapons. The first three seasons, Tom Allen at Indiana, these two teams have totaled 59 or more points in those three meetings. You look at the last 2 years against Penn State, Indiana has gained a total of 1,016 yards against the Nittany Lions, 508 yards a game, 5.9 yards per play. They've really been able to move the ball. Nittany Lions defense not quite as good this year. Penn State originally set to return five defensive starters, and then with the loss of Parsons, only down to four, not nearly the same defense. They're going to have three first-time starting linebackers in that critical second level of defense. Some interesting ATS trends on the total here. The Hoosiers 12-6 to the over as an underdog under Allen, 10-4 to the over in conference games with a total of 54 or higher, and also 9-4 to the over versus ranked teams. Those 13 ranked teams, that 9-4 to the over, they've averaged 38 points a game against the Hoosiers. So bottom line, Indiana still is not athletic enough to stop the better teams in the conference, but it can score on virtually anyone. Take the over in the Penn State-Indiana game.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Not many people know this. You're also terrific at golf. We have a tournament that starts in California later today. Thanks for the winner a couple weeks ago. Did you play any golf matchups you'd like to share?
I played a couple, and I'll go over those just quickly. This is a Texas A&M versus University of Texas matchup. Ryan Palmer, The Aggie, I'll take it, minus 139 over the Longhorn Jordan Spieth. Even though I went to UT, I'll probably get some a little bit of negative feedback on that. But Ryan Palmer, minus 139 over Spieth, my top play of the week. And I also like Matthew Wolff, minus 106 over Tiger Woods. So both of these players have a rich history at this course. But I'll take Wolf, the young gun, over Woods. Wolf minus 106 over Tiger.
Excellent.
I like it.
Great. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Can't wait.
Good deal. Look forward to seeing you guys again. And great luck this weekend to everybody. Have a great one.
You too.
You too.
Class act.
There you go. Paul Stone with us here on the program on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. The bets again, Bama minus 21, Georgia State plus 2.5, and the Penn State-Indiana game over the total. We are getting a you brought that up. So, you know, I don't mind, whatever. It's awareness for all of us now, right, that are in our 40s, got to go get checked
sure.
at some point.
Yes.
The reaction, and I knew that this was the case, but the reaction I'm getting from guys who have been through this, this is from Nikki Two Times, lose some. The drink you have to drink the night before, which is today, the procedure, is 100 times worse than the actual fasting.
Really?
This is, the nightmare is what I have to go through today, not so much tomorrow.
When do you have to consume the drink?
I have to start at noon.
Okay.
So it's also, yep, this is from Troy. The prep for your procedure is 20 times worse than the actual procedure. Had mine done last Friday and everything went very fast. The actual procedure lasted 11 minutes. You're going to be fine.
Oh. Okay.
11 minutes, no problem. That's in and out then. Okay.
All right.
But today is going to be the entire day from what I understand. The drink and then don't bother talking to me for the rest of the day.
Oh, I had a suite at Guns N' Roses a long time ago. I lost 8 pounds. Yada, yada, yada. I had too much to drink. I didn't eat for a couple days.
Yep.
I couldn't. I don't know what happened. Well, Red Bull vodka, but...
Yeah, that happened.
Axel also played for 3 hours. So.
Ooh. So then extra drinks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I stayed for the whole thing. I mean, Axel does not... You'll get your money's worth. You see Axel Rose, Guns N' Roses. I mean, he didn't...
No question.
Around. They were doing a residency, too. That was big. Guy comes on at like midnight, too. I mean, that's...
What did you think of the performance?
Oh, unbelievable. Awesome. It wasn't Slash and the guys. It was the other characters.
Okay.
But it didn't matter. Unbelievable. Yeah. I think the second song was Mr. Brownstone.
they played... When I saw them...
I think they played Welcome to the Jungle, the fifth song.
Oh, that was within the top four or five.
Yeah.
Five, I'm like, wait a second.
How about
what,
that?
Already?
How about that?
Yep.
Yeah.
But some of the other songs actually sounded like Sweet Child of Mine. I've heard it 17 zillion times, so it's a little old, but live, unbelievable. Live or Let Die, awesome, live.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yep. Good luck. Good luck to you, my friend. What a rough year for you. My God. How many beats can a man take?
Well, I've actually hit a royal to kind of offset some of the stuff. So there's got to be some balance, right?
Finally, yeah.
All this year, down here, very bottom, and then I hit a royal for the second time in my life. Been here for 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay, brings it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. God.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to bet the Paul Stone stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, I got down on Penn State, Indiana, over 160, over 59 and a half. 59, over 59.
All right.
I was looking at two different games here.
I was referring to the golf.
Okay.
Wolf's $1.30. Okay.
He's already $1.30?
Yes.
That was hilarious when he was on Tuesday.
No joke.
So he's bringing up the Wisconsin-Indiana game, and he said, I got it under 58 and a half. It's come down now to like 50 and a half or 51 at the time. As he's talking on the air, we're getting screen grabs in real time from guys who are trying to bet across the country in regulated sports books. And as Paul is saying, bet the under here, it was 58 and a half at the books. They pulled that game off. And I saw this in two different screen grabs that people sent us. So that was something else. It happens. Sometimes they fall asleep. They don't move. They haven't seen any action on it yet. They leave it where the opener was at.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You said Wolves already up to minus 130 against Tiger?
Yeah, I don't know if that was... Yeah, that's what I see at one spot.
Yeah.
But, you know, as always, shop around. Get the best number and know the house rules.
Uh-huh.
Yep. That's right.
I'd follow the money here. We are live today from the OddsTrader.com studio here at the South Point Casino. You know, we did this a little bit earlier. Great for real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats.
Great.
They also, when we did like the top five, bottom five in the previous hour, best teams in the NFL and college ATS, they have that posted. Like right when you click on any sport, it's all right there at the very top. Just click on the tab and you're going to get that to see who's been see the results so far, 6 weeks in, 7 weeks in, whatever, as we continue throughout the season. But now college football finally feels, and I've been getting into it now more, Paulie, over the last couple of weeks, But as we welcome back the Big Ten, the Mountain West, and eventually here the Pac-12, now college football is really going to truly feel like it's back starting this week.
I like the Pac-12. I like the Mountain West. And it also gets us get-out games and late games now, too. And we have three late kickoffs as well. Good.
Big fan. Big fan. Up next, we'll recap Game 2 of the World Series. We'll look at Game 3. We'll give you an updated series price. All coming up next here in Follow the Money. Ready for a faster way to win when you bet with PointsBet. You get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself and sign up with the code VSIN250 to get a 100% deposit match up to $250. You must be present in Indiana, New Jersey, Iowa, or Illinois. Must be 21 plus. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're in New Jersey and Illinois, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, and 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Thanks to Paul Stone. We have Matt Vasgersian coming up on the program in about 35 minutes. And right now, recapping Game 2 of the World Series as the Rays get it done. They were plus money in the game last night, 6-4. In fact, on the reverse run line, they were almost $2 early in the morning at Circus Sports. And it goes over for the second consecutive game now in the World Series.
I really like my position here with the Rays. To win in six, now the five's not going to happen, but to win in six and to win the series. And still, if you want, you can lay $2 with the Dodgers in adjusted series price. After you just see, now, game three, Walker against Buehler against Morton, and the Dodgers are $1.50 and eight the total. Okay, well, you give the edge to the Dodgers. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Rays win.
Of course.
Then, Charlie Morton's been one of the best game seven pitchers in postseason history. That's the matchup if it goes seven. Who the hell are they going to throw in game six with this motley crew of Gosselin and May or whoever? Urias is supposed to go Saturday. How long can he go? And imagine if he doesn't have it. Because it also hurts them because he can't come out of the bullpen then. And I know it worked out and he was great in game one. You cannot be surprised if Kershaw blows up in game five. Easy path here where you could see the Rays winning the World Series.
Let me ask you, do you think right now, so you bet him to win in five and win in six. Do you think updated numbers right now still a good idea? Rather than betting Rays to win the series outright now, because they're like plus 160 in some spots, how about if you approach it betting the Rays to win in six today or the Rays winning in seven? I bet you can find some pretty good numbers out there right now.
I'd have to look, right. I haven't seen that yet.
Because like you just said, if it goes to seven, they're going to have Morton. And by the way, in game six, that could shape up like it did last night again, right?
Right. I still don't trust these guys in the bullpen. I don't at all.
No.
I mean, how long? You could go Kershaw in four. I don't think they're going to do it. But Kershaw could blow up. I don't trust these guys to come in middle relief and close the game. I have a huge edge to Tampa in the bullpen. How long will Buehler go? Morton should be, I mean, I don't know what Cash was doing. Peter King was spot on. Morton throws 66 pitches. Glasnow throws 110.
Yeah, that was
weird. What the hell are you doing?
Yep.
So Morton should be ready to go.
You know, Roberts can change his mind on this, right? If Buehler loses tomorrow night and it goes 2-1 Rays, do you really want to sit on Kershaw until game five, a guy who only pitched 78 pitches in game one?
Yes.
Or would you rather say, well, now we're up against it. Now we got to throw him in game four.
Right.
But if Buehler controls this team and they win game three and they go up 2-1, then he can say, yeah, I'm going to stick with the game plan. We can do something else in game four.
He also could say we just were down 3-1 and won the series. So I'll come back. I'll try to get a 2-2 and take my chances.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's 3-1, he'll say I got Kershaw, who knows, in six, and then Buehler in seven. But maybe the Rays found something offensively finally. So after playing, what was it, 9 of 10 unders, they've played two straight overs.
Yep.
Unfortunate for baseball. Pretty good matchup. The two best teams all year long, and we have two blowouts.
Yeah,
the score was misleading. I mean, that was 5-0 in the sixth or fifth or whatever.
Sure. It's 1-1. Doesn't mean it's been a good World Series so far.
No, yeah.
It hasn't been.
No.
Two bad games. But again, if we get a rematch of in Game 6 like we had last night, where this is going to be a mishmash for the Dodgers, does he go May? Does he go Gonsolin? Does he have no idea? And you're going to get a guy like Snell in Game 6, you're probably going to get a really good number on the Rays again. That's the
Snell against whoever in Game 6.
Yes.
Enough with May. Enough. Get him out of there. The stage is too big.
It is.
Enough.
Mm-hmm.
Get him out. I don't want to see him again. Ridiculous.
And you could tell last night right away, Gonsolin did not have it. He didn't. Last night was not his night.
Oh, completely different ball game if you're taking on somebody in an empty stadium in September as opposed to everyone's watching in a World Series.
Exactly right. And you could kind of tell, to your point with May, like going back to the Braves series, body language, what is he, 21 years old? Look, it looked like he was nervous in that matchup. So I'm with you on that. I don't know how you possibly go to him in long relief. And I want to know how they're going to use Urias as well. Game 4 might be the natural spot to put him, but okay, what if you're in a pinch in Game 3?
Well, who does Tampa throw? They're undecided. It says Urias listed, but I don't know what Tampa's going to do in Game 4. Well, that's a whole nother
Game 4 scenario. Is going to be their dilemma.
Could be the opener and patch it together. I don't know.
Could be.
Depends what happens also on, where were we at, on Friday. Yep. So, and the other thing about Urias is now 3-4-5, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, right. Spot on. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. Again, Matt Vasgersian, more on the World Series with him coming up in about 35 minutes. Up next, Week 7 Survivor Talk with percentages to win based on current money lines. Next.
Whacker, nose and ear hair trimmer. Take a look in the mirror. You'll see the hair sticking out of those holes. Keep your ear and nose hair looking as nice as the rest of your clean-shaven body. And they sent it to me in the mail, and this thing's a game changer. Look at that thing on the left. Awesome. So easy to use. Right? You know, you're going to hurt yourself with that damn scissors, and not to mention it itches and tickles. I mean, you never, you got to watch it.
Gets right in there, does the job, in
sure.
and out.
Sure. 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. It's higher than that. It's not 70. It's higher than that.
Yeah.
20% off and free shipping, the Weed Whacker. Code VSIN20. VSIN20. Manscaped.com for this offer. Not just the Weed Whacker, everything they have up there. Excellent.
By the way, thank you to everybody on Twitter chiming in. At VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. They're seeing this at multiple spots. Tampa to win in 6 is plus 550. Tampa to win in 7 is plus $5. Is a better approach
there
here
go.
To bet both of those?
There you go.
Now, I got in trouble in the Lakers series against the Heat. I lost a bunch of money on that. Because after the injuries to Adebayo and Dragic, I said, oh my God, give me a path to 6 games. So I bet the Lakers in a sweep and the Lakers in 5. I lost money. But I also did that where I bet the Heat to win in a sweep 5-6 against the Bucks and cleaned up in that.
Oh, did we clean up on the Heat?
Oh, yes.
We clean up?
So
to win the East, to beat the Bucks, yes.
Yeah. Do you see a path to the Rays winning in 5 games?
I will say no.
That's 11-1. So
difficult, not impossible. But I would say yes.
Yep.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Oh. 6 and 7.
Yeah.
I think they win this series. I do. When has Kershaw been lights out and then lights out back
again?
To back?
Mm-hmm.
They'll get to see him again.
They are 100% live in this series.
They're winning game 6.
I firmly believe that.
I think tomorrow's a toss up. I would give them the edge in game 7 because Morton has been Cy Young in game 7s. Kershaw against, you can't go to war with glass now, but I wouldn't be surprised if Kershaw's down 2-0 in the second inning.
Yeah. Well, if you think the Dodgers are up 3-2 in game 6, Rays win that game, and then we get a game 7, maybe you just bet the Rays in 7. Yeah, but that's tricky. Because if it goes that way, then you can absolutely lock in a profit either way. Okay, so week 7 Survivor Talk, percentages here based on current money lines. And I got to tell you, Paulie, I'm out of the contest.
Oh, you're out too?
I'm out of the contest.
Yeah.
We got upset last week.
How many people were left?
Not many.
Was it under 100?
I think it was 150.
It was 150 the week I was eliminated. I had the Chiefs.
Don't quote me on this. I thought it was like 150. Could be wrong.
I'm out. I'm out of the contest.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, DraftKings.
It is fun. I mean, it can be frustrating. It's like fantasy football, though, but it's a lot of fun. It's definitely hooked me for next year, for sure.
After watching Presence again with this first, second, and third in the Circa Million, I'm all in on the Survivor.
Yep. So the Bills right now have the highest percentage chance to win.
Yeah, here we go.
There's one reason why. They're playing the Jets. Based on current money, who knows? The number may have moved from last night, but they're around 88% to win this game. If you have not used the Bills yet, do you pull the trigger this week? I think that you do. Do you want to save Buffalo?
Yeah,
now a struggling team. They're 4-2. Are they going to have a lot of – they've already played the Jets once if you did not use them in week one?
Yeah, I think you have to. You're right. I was going to make a case for Kansas City. Well, number one, they play the Jets next week. So that's a layup. Number two, you may have already used them, but – Andy Reid is owned. I think they've beat them 9 in a row. Kansas City owns Denver. So, but then it's supposed to be cold and.
Yeah, it's like a 50 degree drop and there's going to be snow.
So, yeah. Come on. 0-6 and 0-6 straight up in ATS, and they're just a disgrace on offense.
Well, we can go over here. Like, how many of these teams do you think have really not been used by, like, the majority of people still alive, right? Some people are going to hang on to the Chiefs and the Ravens all year long. Like the Saints. I think the Saints are probably still live for a lot of people to use. And they're 78% against the Panthers this week. Panthers, bad defense. We know this. Saints off the bye. And this is going to be at home for New Orleans.
Do you really trust the Chargers?
I want to say yes, but my God, how many times do we have to see this?
Yeah. Now, we have more information now. We know Carolina's good. But when we said week three, this is the game the Chargers lose. And they did. They got beat at home.
Yep.
But you would think Herbert would be able to carve up this atrocious defense that has allowed 30 points and at least 30 in the last five games, and were routed by Detroit, routed by Miami, both at home, gave up a ton of points and lost to Cincinnati, and it's been a train wreck.
Don't you think that the Chargers at the Circa anyway, they're going to be on, if people haven't used the Bills yet, I think the Bills will be number one because it's the Jets, but don't you think the Chargers will be up there number two? Because they're taking on Jacksonville, and this is like people are going to think, oh, I can now finally use a team like the Chargers.
There's so many tough games. If you don't go Bills, you don't go Kansas City, I could see Carolina pulling the upset against the Saints.
I would not be stunned.
But you could go Saints, but then after that, I don't want the Rams.
No, neither do
I. No way. Do you trust it? Look at the Eagles tonight. No, I think they win, but they're 1-4-1. Do you really want to get eliminated with the team that's 1-4-1? Packers? Short favorite at Houston? I think Rodgers bounces back.
Yeah,
but
so do I.
Seattle on the road against Arizona? Yeah, off the bye, all right.
Yeah, but still, Arizona can absolutely win that football game. The Browns over the Bengals, that was a close game the first time they played.
Gruden off the bye at home against Tampa? See how many guys they have out, though, and what happens here with the issues they had yesterday. And then Mayfield against the Bengals.
Right.
I know it was a backdoor cover, but high-scoring game and Burrow threw it 60 times in the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
It's getting interesting now. As Derek Stevens says, it doesn't start till week six. Well, now it's on.
Here we go. Yeah, not only do I expect a bounce back from Rodgers, but it's a huge upset if that team doesn't get like near their team total or they score 30 points. The total in the game is like 56.5. And I think everybody should go off just because that Texans defense, I don't know, Cornell's a defensive guy. They were embarrassed again last week. Do they finally have some pride and show up? Even if they want to, like, hey, that was laughable what happened. Let's go play our A game. Maybe their A game probably isn't good enough to slow down a good offense or contain a good offense. So the Packers should be able to do whatever they want in offense against this team on the road. And their length, that total again is insane. But it makes sense because of the matchup.
Tonight, Giants have lost 7 in a row and 11 of 12 to Philly. They've lost 6 in a row in Philly. Peterson is 4-0 on Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
Wentz has 11 turnovers. Jones has 9. Jones missed 4 games last year and still was second in turnovers. Every game but Dallas, they've been held to 20 or fewer. Last week, they had 20, but with a defensive touchdown. He had a Mickey Mouse interception in the end zone. All these guys are banged up for Philly, but if you take out the Dallas game, They're averaging 13 points per game. They are 30th in yards, 30th in rushing, and 30th in passing. Ertz, Sanders, Jeffrey, Malik Jackson, all out for Philly.
Up next, more NFL talk. Tease up, tease down, or pass. We're going to discuss that coming up next.
No doubt about it, Bet Rivers is the nuts. How about this promo tonight? We just talked about Wentz has 11 turnovers. Danny Dimes has 9. Tonight you have turnover insurance. When you bet at least $50 on the spread of the Giants-Eagles game, every time the team you picked commits a turnover, you get a $10 free bet. And the Sunday night football matchup, bet up to $50 and profit boost Sundays with a 50% profit boost to use on one of the NFL games when you log in on Sundays. Got to be 21. The turnover special. Turnover insurance tonight. Put at least 50 on the spread. Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House. Over 245 different ways to bet the game tonight. And then with the alt totals, you can go up from as low as 31.5 up to 59.5.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible menu with Bet Rivers every single day.
All right, so teasing up, teasing down, or passing this weekend in the NFL. It's my favorite way to bet this league. Have done quite well in pocket during our segments on Friday. So we'll begin in rotation order here. You can tease the Bengals up to 9.5. And okay, let's get this out of the way as well. Teasing two team, 6-point teasers through key numbers, right? You want to tease down. If you're a favorite of like 7, 7.5, you want to tease down below 3. If you're an 8 or 8.5 point, if I can talk here, favorite, you know, also tease down to 3.
You okay?
I think so. I hope that wasn't like a stroke going into my colonoscopy tomorrow. If you're a dog, right? Or if it's like a 2-point game, you want to tease up to 8, that kind of thing. And we never tease for the money line, and we don't talk about teasing totals because we don't do it. But the Bengals up to 9.5 or pass versus the Browns.
Yep, well said. Great strategy. I don't want to pass.
I would lean Bengals plus 9.5 in this game on a teaser.
Well, I don't like the comments coming out of Cleveland. Feels like we're 0-6.
I know that.
How about that quote?
Uh-huh.
I hate lie. Okay. It's like, who's the guy in Bull Durham? Tim? I love winning. It's like better than losing. Tim Robbins?
Oh, Tim Robbins, yeah. He's Dufresne.
I know.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'm the character in the movie. I can't remember
the character
in the movie.
Okay.
Right. So.
What was his name? They'll
get it. So I don't like Mayfield saying it feels like we're 0-6. Now, I know they've played two good teams and been boat raced. Cincinnati doesn't qualify, but they're probably in a bad mood after blowing a 21-point lead. So I see the good and the bad with the Bengals. Bengals can't stop a clock, as McClain would say. So no opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And no opinion in that. Please, you figure this Cowboy 0-6 ATS.
Right.
Giving up what are we at now? 36 points per game, 37 points per game.
Yeah, highest of all time, right? Tied the mark for the highest of all time through 6 weeks. So it's basically a pick 'em. So you can tease either team up to 6. No, thank you.
Fourth highest all time.
Fourth highest of all at this point.
This part of the season. Right.
So you here's the deal. You can find better legs this week to tease than either the Cowboys or the football team. Here's another game. Boy, what do you do with these two teams? Lions plus 8.5 at the Falcons or pass.
No, can't do it. No way. No way. Nothing would surprise me here.
You live and breathe, Paul.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aerial circus? Okay. But as far I have two choke artists here.
Here's the thing.
I mean, I would say in play. Who's going to be able to hold the lead?
Sure. I can see either one of these teams blowing a 3-touchdown lead in the second half.
Yeah.
Saints down to 1.5. Panthers up to 13.5 or pass. I think you can make a case for both of them.
Yeah, you can. I guess I have to do it Saints. Teddy really struggled. I guess you'll say Teddy will bounce back, but not, and check the status of Thomas.
He's looking iffy.
That's important, too.
And from what I was reading last night, McCaffrey could actually give it a go this week.
Yes. Yeah. I think they'll hold him out, but yeah, I read the same thing. Yeah.
His name was Meat. And then it was LaLouche.
LaLouche.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. There you
LaLouche.
Go. In Bull Durham.
Thank you.
I haven't seen that movie in 20 years, probably, at least.
Better than Field of Dreams? Completely different movie.
Oh, not even. It's so much better.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I don't like Field of Dreams.
You don't like
Field?
No.
I thought it was completely cheesy. I didn't care for it. I thought it was highly overrated.
I know.
Not a fan.
I know some by the book historian. Ask Maddie coming up. I believe there are people who walked out of the movie. Hardcore baseball people, when they saw Shoeless Joe was batting right-handed.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Okay. I would actually see Major League and Bull Durham the two best. Major League is awesome. Nobody can tell me it's not. And I bet, I haven't seen that in a long time, I bet that holds up today. I'm with you. I would have to go Saints down to one. Off the bye, Kamara's going to have a huge game. The Panthers' defense cannot stop a nosebleed.
Mm-hmm.
Bills down to, you can tease them down to 7. Jets up to 19 or pass.
Now, pass.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Now.
Texans up to 9.5 at home versus Green Bay or pass?
I don't want the Texans.
Neither do
defense
I.
Defense is hideous. That was, come on. Who knows how they react, too? They should say, listen, you got embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Your coach doesn't believe in you. Man up. 600 yards, 42 points, going for 2. No, I'd rather have Rodgers off a horrible game than the Texans getting humiliated, because that's the Texans. They're awful defensively.
Yep.
And full of excuses.
Yep. Cardinals up to 9.5 at home versus Seattle or pass.
Cardinals.
Me too. I am all on board for the Cardinals getting 9.5 at home. Seattle may cover the game on the regular point spread, and they're favored, so they could easily win the game. I on a teaser. Getting 9.5 against this team with that defense?
Right. I understand. I thought he played well at times, but Moore was scrambling, keeping plays alive and with his feet. And I know taking some shots down the field, he only completed 9 passes, but I think Murray will have a lot of success through the air against the Seattle.
That is weird again to see that. A quarterback in the NFL in 2020 was 9 of 24 passing, and they won 38-10.
Yeah. Yes.
More games to talk about here. Tease up, tease down, or pass. Week 7 NFL. 49ers up to 8.5, or pass at New England.
Boy, that's a good game. That's an important game. The loser's in trouble. I pass.
Yeah, I like the 49ers plus the points. My favorite leg on a teaser this week.
I will go Chiefs down.
Down to 3.5?
They always beat them. They're on a long winning streak against them. About a good number. What's the total?
47, I believe.
There you go. Point spread weekly. Denver has played 10 straight unders with a total of 45 or higher.
Yeah, and it's not like the Chiefs are going over by any stretch of the imagination this year in the NFL either.
And it's supposed to snow and be cold.
Yeah. It's supposed to drop from 70 to 21 degrees or 23 degrees from Saturday to Sunday. Could also take the Broncos up to 15.5. But yeah, the Chiefs have owned them. What is that? It meant nothing against the Raiders, but Broncos
well, that's
not
true.
A very... But Raiders, I think, are pretty good. Broncos, I don't think... Raiders up to 9 at home to the Buccaneers or pass if we get this game on Sunday night.
No, I have to see what happens with the Raiders.
Too much stuff going on.
Yeah, who's going to be out tracing all that?
Yep. Okay, so I think this number has actually moved, but at the time we were putting this together, Steelers-Titans was a pick'em. Let me check the latest on that number, actually.
I would tease up the Steelers. Are they laying 1 now?
I think Tennessee moved to the favorite last night.
Okay.
I just want to confirm that here.
That is, but they've been playing games with that all week, that line.
Yeah, it's been going back and forth. So you could tease Pittsburgh up to 6, or I'm sorry, up to 7, or you could do, for those of you who do 6.5 point teasers, tease them up to 7.5. I want to know what this Titans offense is going to look like. Now, the Steelers defense has disappointed a little bit throughout the year, but they played exceedingly well last week against Cleveland, and they absolutely have the talent and the makeup. I know that the Bush injury could be really, really big for this team, but it's still a solid defense pretty much across the board. And once they actually start clicking, man, they could be one of the best units in football. But I'm with you. I would look at taking 7. Chargers down to 2, Jaguars up to 14 or pass.
No, I live and breathe. No. I don't want any part of it.
Mm.
I'm not going to battle with Jacksonville, and the Chargers lose games like this all the time.
That number just keeps going up, by the way.
No, and I'll take the Bears.
Yeah, get the Bears plus 12 on a six-point teaser.
Uh-huh. How about college tonight? Pretty good game.
By the way, hold on. I think plenty of people are going to have the Rams on Moneyline parlays and Rams on teasers this weekend. Just assuming they're a six-point favorite at home, other than you get the Bears.
Okay. Yep. And then App State tonight against Arkansas State. Arkansas State continues to play in these shootouts. But here's another issue. It's 2-1 against 3-2. Look at these scores for Arkansas State. 59-52, 50-27, 52-23. Beat Kansas State. It was a nice win. And then they've dropped a couple of games since then. And App State was supposed to be the team to beat in the Sun Belt. Still could be the case. But then they went to Marshall in that CBS game early in the season. They scored 7 points.
That's right.
I don't know what's going on with Zach Thomas, who was a stud last year, their quarterback. They have COVID issues. They haven't played since late September. They are supposed to have that marquee game against Louisiana on a Wednesday that was canceled. They're supposed to play that in December. It was 35-9 2 years ago. Bonner, pretty good numbers with Arkansas State, 11-3 touchdown INT ratio. But they can't stop anyone either. But open 10.5 at Circa, up to 13, and you see 67.5 now, the total.
Mm-hmm.
Very disappointed with App State, and it's another case of what Brad Powers was talking about going into the start of the season. This new coach, Sean Clark, has not worked out with the Apps. I believe he went to Missouri, the App State coach. But it's not worked out so far with the new guy because they were a freight train the last couple of years on offense. Beat North Carolina, beat South Carolina, won their bowl game big time. I think they won about 11, 12 games last year. This is so far so good. So far, a lot of issues with App State offensively.
So isn't that interesting, by the way, where the favorite has gone up by almost a field goal now from 10.5 to 13, but the total has dropped, I believe, 5.5 points. I think the opener at Circa was 73 down to 67.5.
Okay.
So you have money coming in on the favorite and the under. Not normally how it correlates, but for this game, for one anyway, that's what we're looking at here.
Did you see the Clemson thing? They're laying, 45 and the total's in the 50s against Syracuse?
Yep.
Oh. How are you down 52-7 at home in a conference game?
How is that conference that bad?
Right.
Imagine if, you can't do this, but if Clemson was not in that conference, would that be
fair.
A power five?
Fair.
People laugh at the Pac-12, rightfully so. People are now laughing at the...
Look at that. Oh, it ticked up. I thought it was lower. Yeah, 46 and 61.5.
Yep.
I thought I saw 58 or in that range. Everyone keeps emailing. You'll be fine. Hang in there, Mitch. And also, we got Duffel Bag Boy make an appearance because Rutgers plays this. I haven't heard from him in a year and a half. I don't know.
I would love to hear from that guy. Up next, Matt Vasgersian is going to join us from Texas, home of the World Series. Who does he like now that we're tied at 1-1? We'll ask him coming up next.